Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This Thursday, December 21st, 2017, the winter solstice and kind of the middle of the Saturnalia Festival in the run-up to Christmas. We'll come back to that. But, you know, the reason that I think the Saturnalia nonsense is significant from the 17th to the 23rd of December, I think in correlation, you know, now we have three incidents, and as I've been saying a lot lately, going back to Ian Fleming's Goldfinger, three times is enemy action. So you got on Monday in the same 24-hour cycle, you had the Amtrak derailment, which now just seems totally manufactured. There's so much wrong with that. It was predicted by the Lakewood mayor 2 weeks ago. So many reasons why it shouldn't have happened, yet it still did. Very suspicious. You had that. You had the Atlanta airport outage, power outage, the largest, busiest airport in the world by traffic, passenger traffic. And then, excuse me, and then we had the Mexican bus incident that included a few Americans, the tourist bus. Now today, the Australian, nonsense, as the Washington Post reports it, SUV rams pedestrians in Melbourne, injuring 19, which is, again, is a fun esoteric number. It's always 19s and 32s and 13s. And the Amtrak train was traveling 81.1 miles per hour originally, not 911, but 811. You know, not to get off into what I would call voodoo theology. Because, you know, numerology is it's incidental as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, it's just interesting to see these kinds of things happen. You know, why would you report certain details the way they're reported? You know, originally it was six people killed in the Amtrak derailment. Then it was three, which, you know, same kind of thing. Anyway, circumstantial evidence or information, but still provocative sometimes to observe. So the Washington Post headline, SUV rams pedestrian in Melbourne, injuring 19, police find no terrorist link. I think we need to define terms, because I would suspect the intelligence agencies, as I keep saying, and their proxies, of course. And let's define terrorism, because the RAND Corporation has defined it very, very well and very succinctly, and they call it nation building. But I digress. So this storyline, and by the way, there's chat going on over at the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com. A lot of this information and more is over there, obviously. But when I see this kind of stuff, there's definitely a tie-in to the occult, ritual, esoteric nonsense that we see all around us. Richie made a great video yesterday, and I want to put that together with a few other things. Actually, well, let's do it this way. I'm trying to figure out how I want to put this together to make you kind of see what I'm talking about as far as the connections, the accidental, the coincidental connections that are not coincidental. Dan Dix over Press for Truth did a great video earlier this month too, December 16th, titled MK Ultra and the Russian Connection Exposed. Now, today, basically what I'm trying to do is put together the Saturnalia Festival, my conjecture that there's a possible connection. When you can do these kinds of things to people, then coincidence starts to fade away. And I still want to get back to the Gizmodo article and the AI that is tricking people's minds. It's just another layer in simulacra and simulation fashion, I would say, of conning people. Anyway, I want to play the Dan Dix video, MK Ultra and the Russian Connection Exposed, as kind of a pretext to the rest. So here's that video. Go ahead, please.
Putin and the Russians have been blamed for a lot of crazy things lately. It seems that they've become the go-to scapegoats in 2017. Pretty much anything Trump does bad is Putin's fault, according to just about every mainstream media pundit there is. And while most of these claims that have been made against the Russian leader are false and based on nothing, there are some outlandish conspiracy theories that actually have some truth to them. Meet suspected murderer Matthew Jensen, a man who murdered his mother in October and who is blaming the Russian government for brainwashing him to do it. While being interviewed, Jensen said that he was under Russian mind control and that he was hearing voices. He said the voices had told him to kill his mother. "I did what they told me. I killed my own mother." After allegedly killing his mom, documents state that Jensen didn't remember anything. He said he remembered feeling compelled to kill himself, but instead killed her. Jensen said he remembered looking in her bedroom and she had been stabbed to death. He stated, "Oh my God, no one could have done that but me." Court documents also show that Jensen had been taken to Adventist Health Hospital in Tehachapi on October 23rd, the day before his mother was found dead. His mom had said that he was acting strangely the days leading up to him being evaluated for a 5150 mental health evaluation. It sounds pretty far-fetched until you actually look into the history of these brainwashing experiments, first carried out by the CIA in the 1950s, and the practice carries on today. When it comes to brainwashing an individual, one of the methods that they experimented with was called the psychic driving technique, where they used LSD combined with the repeating audio message over and over and over again, relentlessly, until that message becomes a reality for the victim. You can thank Dr. Ewan Cameron for developing this method, which is not exclusive to just the CIA.
He would give the patient intensive electric treatment in order to make the patient regress deeply, become forgetful, and then he would attempt to implant new ideas.
The next step was what he called psychic driving. This involved almost endless tape-recorded messages and more drugs for the patient. Cameron wrote that this was the way to make direct controlled changes in personality.
I was aware of the speaker under my pillow. I was aware of the words.
Which were?
You killed your mother.
You killed your mother?
Yes.
Who was alive and well?
Who was alive and well. And
over and over again, this voice is...
Well, like I say, it takes about 2 seconds to say that message. And this was going on for 23 days.
That clip is from a video I released just a few days after that murder, titled MK Ultra Victim Receives Compensation from Ottawa, where we prove that these things are very real, and some people have even been reimbursed by the government for the atrocities that they have suffered. And that is a trend that is continuing to this very day, as this article just came out yesterday from the CBC. BC victims of government-funded brainwashing experiments want apology. Les Claikett says his mother, Laura, couldn't even talk about her time at the Allen Memorial Institute in Montreal, where she went in for help with her depression and instead was given electroshock therapy as a subject in CIA-funded and Canadian government-sanctioned experiments in the 1950s. And the article goes on to detail what they had done to her, and she ended up writing a book titled Disposable Minds, Expendable People. So while the current claims against the Russian government sound crazy and conspiratorial, there's actually a great deal of evidence available to suggest that it's not only possible, but if it's been done before, it can be done again. Be sure to watch that video from October in case you missed it, where I break down the Canadian connection to the MKUltra experiments. And if you like the work we're doing here at Pressed for Truth, please consider making a donation. It's only with your support from you, the viewers, that these videos are possible to be made, so please check the links in the description below to find out how you can get involved. Thanks for watching, my friends. Be sure to share this video if you found the information to be useful. And stay tuned, we've got more video reports coming soon. This is Dan Dix reporting for Press for Truth.
All right, so great video. It helps to watch it. There's a link in the chat area. I encourage you to check that out. But a quick note on Dr. Donald Ewan Cameron. You heard Dan Dix mention Ewan Cameron. Dr. Donald Ewan Cameron. I've talked several times on several shows about a possible link between Dr. Donald Ewan Cameron and acclaimed Canadian filmmaker James Cameron. Dr. Donald Ewan Cameron worked in Canada as a surrogate for the CIA MKUltra Subproject 68 and other mind control programs. And, of course, James Cameron is Canadian. So at one point, I swear to goodness, James Cameron's Wikipedia entry included a mention of Ewan Cameron, and I can't remember where I saw it at this point. It's been probably 10 years since I went down that rabbit hole, but again, just one of those anecdotal coincidences. So that's interesting, and you know, for any that follow James Cameron's work, it would be hard to argue that there isn't some form of mind control at work in movies like Avatar. You know, what is the etymology of Avatar, and so on. Anyway, moving right along. Next video I want to give you is, speaking of the symbolism, see, psychic driving is the operative concept from Dan Dix's video, MK Ultra and the Russian Connection Exposed. Hopefully you can see where I'm going with that in connection to the incident that just happened in Australia at all, really. All of them. All of a sudden, a guy with a history of mental illness does something. You know, we've seen the stories like the man who says that the Uber app told me to kill people. It's pretty clear. And you look at the technology videos. You know, speaking of Richie from Boston, he did a great video that he published, I think, on both channels yesterday. Richie from Boston and his Roman numeral 2 channel backup, titled What You Need to Know About the Endgame. And it's a clip, it's a series of clips clipped together of him, Alan Watt, and Aaron and Melissa Dykes over at TrueStream Media talking about how this stuff works, technology that is designed to destroy you, including patent references and things of that nature. So that's worth checking out, What You Need to Know About the Endgame. Richie from Boston, Richie from Boston, Roman numeral 2. Anyway, the next video I want to give you is from Richie. It's called December 21st False Flag Event, published yesterday. And the symbolism is what we're talking about here. And we're going somewhere with this. So listen up. If we're ready with that, let's play that.
Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. Today's the 20th of December, 2017. And I'm sure you've already seen this, but I just wanted to bring this up again because it's relevant. This is the 1988 cover of The Economist magazine. Now, for you youngins out there, 1988 is before the internet showed up. These people were putting out back then that in the year 2018, we would be going into a world currency, a digital currency, Bitcoin. This is the game they play. It's long game. They think this out years, decades, and centuries in advance, and that's exactly what they have been doing. Now, I was supposed to do a live stream today. That's been postponed till Friday with Richard Kahlberg. This is Richard Kahlberg's website. It's the Narrow Gate, and I have no idea why it won't boot up because I've had it open for about 20 minutes. But at any rate, I'll leave links in the description. He's also picked up on this trend with magazines and basically everything around us showing us their plans. They never hid any of this. They simply encoded it all around us. Walk down a street right now. If somebody from ancient Egypt was reincarnated or brought back to life and walked down the street in the United States right now, they'd probably drop to their knees and they wouldn't get up because they'd be surrounded by so much symbolism. It's unbelievable. At any rate, these guys knew this was coming. 2018 is going to be a serious, serious year, probably something like we've never seen before. I'm just going to pop this up real quick, if this will even pop up. This is my Facebook page that I don't use very often. It's Richie from Boston, and I have a private one, but it's not private. It's public. And it originally started out for my business. So for all those that say, Richie says men and looking for men and women, yeah, I was one of those people Facebook forced to use my real name back in the day. So when you're running a business, you don't look for men or women, you dopes. At any rate, this picture right here, this image, is the Freemasonic 1917 to 2017. 300 years of bringing us the light. That's what they claim. You know what I mean? 300 years. 2017. 2018 is 9/11 numerically coded, and I don't see them wasting that. The people asking me about tomorrow, the 21st, I don't know. I don't know. Every year we do this, every single solitary year. Every day that you wake up, be thankful that you're here and be ready to leave. How about that? That's what I do. I made that video last night where I went down to the beach. It was freezing, freezing, but it was empty. And I just said a prayer, and it was crazy because I literally came home, sat down at my computer. I had 1,000 emails, and the very top one said, "Message from the Lord." And it was that email that I left in the bottom. That's no joke. That's no coincidence. Believe it or don't, it's up to you. But I mean, why would I lie? Who cares? Absolutely, absolutely crazy. So there's that. At any rate, Richie from Boston, like, share, subscribe, or don't. But be ready. Again, when you wake up, thankful, but be prepared. That's all there is to it. Do not be of this world. Those that try to save their lives, you know what I mean? We'll lose them. Richie from Boston, I'm out.
So, you know, symbolism that he's talking about. And if you watch the video, and again, the title of the video, December 21st, false flag event, what do we see in Australia? Coincidence? You know, all of these predictors and precursors sort of line up. And then, I mean, it's not even surprising. It's not even shocking. Like Richie was saying, I was expecting something like this to happen today. And what do we see in Australia? It's not a surprise. And it has all of the hallmarks of a false flag sort of event. You can't even really call them false flag anymore. It's just a manufactured simulation of something that would just happen naturally, so to speak. I don't even know what language to use to describe it, because naturally is the wrong word. Organic is the wrong word. How do you even describe it? It's definitely a manufactured simulation of some kind of event, if you follow me. Or it has the hallmarks of that. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Welcome back. We don't have time, so we won't play it. I posted it in the chat area, though. There's a video by the channel Call for an Uprising, a Call for an Uprising 2, actually. Taco Bell, Belluminati is more conditioning. It's 11 and a half minutes long. I posted it in the chat area again at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com. And, you listen to this network, you know what's going on. I played Richie's video. We all know that we are saturated. We are marinating in this kind of symbolism every day. If I made commercials like this, I mean, go to Taco Bell's YouTube channel. They publish the commercials, Belluminati, because it's funny. If I did that, I'd get run out of town on a rail. You know, nobody would buy my product. Dude, you're crazy. You're kooky. What are you doing? So the Call for an Uprising 2 video, Taco Bell, Belluminati is more conditioning. Great. Just kind of, you know, overview of the same kind of stuff. It's true that there are organizations that work together, collude and conspire. I mean, just even the but more and more, you know, in H.G. Wells' open conspiracy fashion, the conspiracy is becoming more and more publicized elements of the folks that do these awful things, you know, including druidic looking occult ritual and sacrifice ceremonial allusions in these Taco Bell commercials is pretty crazy. And seeing all of this, you know, Taco Bell, the latest in a series of companies that do this, reminds me of not Judge Dredd, but what was the movie? Sylvester Stallone, or Taco Bell is the company, the last company, you know, because all the corporations buy each other out and Taco Bell's the only one left. Anyway, reminds me of that predictive programming as well. But, you know, all of these groups that work together in interlocking fashion, and, you know, you can see it even at events like the World Economic Forum. Same guys get together. The Future Investment Initiative in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia earlier this year, and of course the Bilderberg Group meetings, you know, all of these meetings where these same folks or same interests get together and say, hey, this is how we want to remake the world this year. So anyway, there's more to say on that, but that's a great video. And as you heard Richie say in his video, it's astonishing to watch folks. And this is another great video. It's a little bit longer. I'd love to play it, but, it's astonishing how folks are just anesthetized, acclimated and anesthetized to it. The symbolism, like Richie said, you know, thinking again of, you know, Richie had clips of Alan Watt. Speaking of Alan Watt, he has talked many times over the years about the linguistic minimalism, Orwellian linguistic minimalism, how it's becoming more and more difficult for me to articulate danger to my fellow man or vice versa, and more difficult for each of us to receive the signal of the articulation of danger, so to speak. Hey, danger. It's becoming more difficult linguistically to communicate that signal and to receive that signal. It's being usurped and supplanted by symbolism, which is just, you know, right back to the ancient Egyptian system where the mini true can define what the symbol means, what it represents, or redefine it at any given moment, obviously. And then the symbol basically holds a power, wields a power over people, which is ridiculous. Again, getting back to Paul in the New Testament, Paul's like, it's just stuff. It's all just stuff. Don't get hung up on it. Don't worry about it. Don't let what you approve be a stumbling block for your brother. Again, as I try not to lose my voice today, you know, don't let what you approve be a stumbling block for your brother, but don't get hung up on it. It's just stuff. Don't let it be weird. Bottom of the hour coming up. Bottom of the second hour, that is. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up, churning and burning, they yearn for the cup.
There's a powerful connection between the dollar and Taco Bell, because it unlocks a world of 20 decadent menu items from breakfast to late night for just a dollar each. 20 items for a dollar. 20 steps on the pyramid. Who's really behind this? Is it the Illuminati or the Bell-luminati? Experience the power of the dollar at Taco Bell. At Taco Bell, the dollar gets you access to more. Like the new $1 stacker with lavish layers of seasoned beef and melty cheese. But how can all these layers only cost a dollar? Something's not stacking up. Is the $1 stacker reserved for a secret society or just anyone with a dollar? The answer is yes.
No, we're not running commercials for Taco Bell. Those are the two Taco Bell commercials, the Bell-luminati commercials, which, you know, again, if I did that or you did that, people would never frequent your establishment, buy your product or service. But they can do it, and since folks are immersed, just saturated in this symbolism, then it's no big deal. Ha ha. You know, the open conspiracy becoming more and more open. And you know, it's interesting, as the open conspiracy becomes more open, it is a not a harbinger, but an indicator, a barometer of where we are in terms of evil on the way back to Genesis 6. We shouldn't be going there. We shouldn't be doing that. But as these things, you know, these druidic, ceremonial, occult ritual symbols are displayed in these commercials, and those are posted in the chat area as well. As this stuff is normalized, what goes along with that? You know, and this during the season of Saturnalia, again, you know, Richie's video says it all. The title, December 21st, false flag event. Yep, right on schedule. And others that coincide with this, you know, druidic ceremonial season. you know, again, I'm not trying to get all wacky and just pointing out if we, you know, as I always say, folks that listen to this broadcast for a while know that I usually say, don't watch their mouth, watch their feet. Watch what it's actually doing. And at what point do you look at all of the mountains of evidence and say, you know what? It's just doing what it's disclosed it's doing. You know, when you go to even the Wikipedia entry for Saturnalia and read through the customs, the rituals, the traditions that are very eerily similar to the celebrations of Christmas, and then understand that, you know, there are cult ritual sacrifice elements as well, and then we see, well, false flag stuff happen from the 17th to the 23rd. How convenient. And every year, it's the same kind of thing. It doesn't just grind on the conscience and the spirit, the psyche, so to speak. It doesn't just grind people down. It's hard to argue there isn't some ritual aspect to it at some point when it keeps happening right on cue. And when the history tells us that this is what to expect, how can you ignore that? It's hard to ignore. At some point, hopefully, it becomes hard to ignore. Anyway, I mentioned James Cameron, Donald Ewan Cameron. That is what I mentioned is broadly known as the James Cameron conspiracy theory. I posted a link in the chat area for anyone who wants to dive down that rabbit hole to TitanicUniverse.com and the article titled The James Cameron Conspiracy Theory if you're interested in exploring that further. But again, just more coincidences that people dismiss and eschew. Nah, that's crazy talk. Why would you think that there's going to be a false flag event on December 21st when, you know, occult ritual circles and traditions and history tell us that there would be? And, you know, how can you call this Australia incident a false flag thing when it has all the hallmarks of such a thing? You know, again, for those who don't know, Trevor Aronson's TED Talk comes to mind. How this FBI strategy is actually creating U.S.-based terrorists. And you'll recall that, I mean, not to get off on this, but his book, The Terror Factory, you know, the title of the book says it all. Terror Factory, Inside the FBI's Manufactured War on Terrorism. It's not the war on terrorism, it's the war of terrorism. So Trevor Aronson said his opening words at the TED Talk were the FBI is responsible for more terrorism plots in the United States than any other organization, more than Al-Qaeda, more than Al-Shabaab, more than the Islamic State. You know, I keep wanting to – for years I've talked about going like to the shopping malls and stuff and asking folks, what organization would you say is responsible for more terrorism attacks than any other in the United States, or plots, we'll say? And everyone would say, you know, whatever the flavor du jour is, right? ISIS, Al-Qaeda, whatever. Would you be surprised to learn it's the FBI? What? WTF? That can't even be true. Oh, but it is. Because as Trevor Aronson further said, I've spent years poring through the case files of terrorism prosecutions in the United States, and I've come to the conclusion, fact-based conclusion, after poring through years of the case files of terrorism prosecutions, that the FBI is much better at creating terrorists than at catching terrorists, which is why, incidentally, every time there's a new round of spy grid technology, you know, it's funny that ShotSpotter never catches people anywhere, really, ever. You don't hear about these great examples of ShotSpotter catching anything or anyone. It's just a way to spy on you and I. It's a way to put cameras and microphones, surveillance equipment on every corner, which reminds me of the Wall Street Journal video that Wall Street Journal published We should play that, honestly. There's not time for that. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow. Published yesterday, titled Life Inside China's Total Surveillance State. That's a Wall Street Journal video about Xinjiang. And, you know, if you watch the video, Xinjiang is instrumental to the new Silk Road that I've talked about recently, that $1 trillion project, which is awful. But watch the Wall Street Journal video as I fail trying to paste the link in the chat area. There's the link. Life Inside China's Total Surveillance State. That's where we're headed. That's what we're doing. And it's so out of control. Watch the video. It's a Wall Street Journal video, for Pete's sake. It's so out of control. People, you'll see in the video, people have their identification checked so many times a day. It's disruptive to even living or getting business done. You can't even hardly do anything because everywhere you go, everything you do, you want to buy a knife for, you know, preparing food? Well, you got to have your ID checked, and the knife that you buy is laser inscribed with a QR code that can be tracked, obviously. Fun stuff. It's coming to America. That's what we're doing. ShotSpotter never catches anything or anyone. You never hear in the headlines. We always hear, oh my goodness, oh, somebody tried to kill somebody with a paperclip, so we need to ban paperclips. Yeah, and even though we pass legislation to encode paperclips with QR codes so that you can't, you know, if you stab someone with a paperclip, then – and it's – that sounds absurd, but look what the airlines have done in a post-9/11 world. You might be able to kill someone with tweezers. Yeah, you can. You can – you know, the human body is resilient but remarkably frail at the same time. It's not that difficult. You know, you can drown in a couple of tablespoons of water. You can die from a paper cut. It's not that difficult. So if we try to create a giant bubble that we all live in, all we're going to do is ensure everyone's misery. Like in Xinjiang, watch the Wall Street Journal video. That's what's coming. That's that you never hear about something that happens. The legislation is passed, for example, that's always waiting in the drawer to be pulled out at any ROM opportunities of crisis, Emmanuel arsonist moment to say, "Oh, look, we have a solution," in dialectical fashion. Pre-planning, that's all it is. The arsonists always plan their crimes. Speaking of that, I wanted to get back to the George Soros Daily Caller article, George Soros illegally bankrolling campaign to amend Ireland's constitution, government watchdog says. That deserves a broader treatment, though, so I'll hold that for tomorrow, even though it's the Christmas season. What do you do? What do you do? This stuff never ends. I don't know what you think, but anytime I see George Soros, I think of the Zek from Jack Reacher. I really do. Werner Herzog's creepy character, you know, he even sort of looks like the Zek, Werner Herzog's character, I think. You know, just creepy. You'll see what I mean. We'll play you some clips tomorrow. And you'll see what I mean. I posted a link on Twitter to Dinesh D'Souza's soundbite. Have you read his book, by the way, The Big Lie? So D'Souza talking about how Soros, you know, that article or the interview, Steve Croft's CBS 60 Minutes interview from 1998 that popped back up not too long ago. It was scrubbed, quite literally, memory hold from history and the interwebs and everything. It popped back up not long ago. James Corbett did a video on it and said, "Hey, remember what I was telling you about? Here's the actual – grab a copy of it." And even in the in the video notes, the show notes, he posted a link to a couple of video rippers, so you could pull the video off and, you know, keep a copy, duplicate it, whatever. And that copy of the video that he pointed to now has been pulled down by YouTube for, you know, copyright strike potential violation or whatever BS nonsense. But again, I digress. Anyway, let's go to the phones real quick. We're running out of time. John in Tennessee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
I appreciate it, Chris. You know, is it? Tell me if it's just me, or are you beginning to see things around yourself more clearly, almost exponentially? I'm feeling like every day the microscope is becoming more powerful. Things are getting into focus.
Yeah.
And a song continues to come to mind, Jackson Browne's song, Doctor My Eyes. If you look at those lyrics, we're living them, buddy. We're living
well,
them.
I agree. I think we've talked about that recently, and I think it, you know, to give my take on that, I would say we've talked about how things like this go in waves, and there are times where it feels like you, and this has been my experience for a while now, recently, kind of a linear learning cycle. Like you know, it's a one for one. I read something, I don't get much out of it, is what I'm saying, and then all of a sudden there's these moments of acceleration like you're talking about. And suddenly, you know, like I was talking about earlier, Richie's video, December 21st, false flag event, no surprise. We see it coming. The Australia thing happens today. And just all of these pieces. I mean, what I think what I put out today, it's not much, but it's a lot actually for the unwashed, so to speak. You know, it could be hours, days, or months worth of information in just 20 minutes.
Well, I've told you before, Chris, and it's happened a couple of times with you, maybe not to this extent, but I'll be researching, and you and I will talk, and we've been looking at the same thing, and without knowing that one another have been doing it. I've picked up the phone before to call someone here in Nashville, and the phone doesn't even ring. They're picking it up to call me while I'm picking it up to call them. And I always, if that happens, and it happens a lot, what are you calling me about? So that I can know, because he's calling me to tell me what I'm calling to tell him. So it's simultaneous revelation. And I know that sounds outrageous to people, but that's the way God works. You know, it's no private interpretation, folks. If he's speaking to Chris and he's speaking to John, he's doing it separately. And when we talk to one another, it's confirmation that, Chris, you're not crazy. John, you're not crazy. I'm extremely blessed. I can't really do anything about it. I don't know that it's even our job to try. I put it like, if I ask my wife for biscuits and gravy, and I go in the kitchen and try to make the biscuits, she's going to tell me to get out of the kitchen. And if I'm asking God to have his way in my life, and I try to help him have my way, it's like, John, get out of the kitchen. You know, leave God to do what he does best, and you'll never regret it. And to me, look, a year or so ago, I looked up in the sky, and I literally seen crosshatched diamonds in the sky for miles here west of Nashville. Beautiful summer day, but it looked like someone was playing tic-tac-toe 5,000 times. Well, then the Beatles song came to mind, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. So I Googled it, and it comes out that HARP has a program called Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Lucy is a nickname for Lucifer, folks. That's what this is all about. And until we understand what it's really about, Chris, in layman's terms, if you're trying to understand this without the Holy Spirit, you're spitting in the wind. You will never understand what you need to know. Not that anybody's any better. You'll have a little bit, maybe a little bit of the truth, but you'll have you're open yourself up to a whole lot of misleading techniques and deceptions. You really need to, what Richie says and what I've said, you got to have the armor on, and you're safe. Anyway, I'll leave it at that, but this is all right on. It really is. And it's overwhelming to think of people that see this and literally still don't have the understanding that they really need, that would really, really, really benefit them if they would allow themselves. Anyway, I'll make room for someone else. Thank you, man.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. Absolutely. Crazy stuff. I want to go back to the phones here in a second, but speaking of that kind of stuff, one thing that I will come back to tomorrow, I mentioned yesterday the UPS setup. You know, you see game theory applied and all kinds of things. You see the setup coming. When I saw the UPS driver story, you know, drivers complaining, and then all of a sudden yesterday, UPS places largest order of Tesla trucks. You know, it's no surprise. We're being gamed. I think the workplace sexual harassment stuff is a setup as well. I'll talk more about that tomorrow. And I think we're being gamed for robots. Robots in the workplace will, you know, obviously eliminate the issue of sexual harassment, won't they? So we've been seeing a lot of that setup in the future or setup for the future. Anyway, let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Pat in Texas. Pat, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, earlier, and I don't know if it's about the lady that's citizen now. Where is that? I forgot.
Pardon?
They made her a citizen, the robot.
Right, Sophia the robot at the future. Yeah, Sophia at the Future Investment Initiative in Riyadh, Saudi
what
Arabia.
What country was that?
Saudi Arabia.
Rally, that's right. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Well,
so a robot has more rights than actual women now, which is a fact. A counterfeit of a woman,
right.
A robot, yeah.
That would make a lot of people happy. But I was going to tell you two things that about what you're already talking about besides that. But one about that was Sadhu Sundar Silvera. He's a prophet on YouTube. And he has mentioned that it looks to him like that statue that speaks in the Bible might be that robot that they're talking, the AI thing, you know?
Uh-huh.
Remember in the Bible, the beast or something that speaks? I should have looked it up. Anyway, and the other thing was about Christmas being basically pagan. And that's it's very well explained on YouTube by a lady named Dana Ashley. And you can get it just by putting in Dana Christmas. Well, maybe better. Dana Ashley Christmas America. And she does a really good job of explaining how it's pagan and where it came from. Things I didn't even know myself. Mm-hmm. And I mean, some people that know it can think of a thing or two to add to it, too. But she did. She has the videos and everything that she went into the paganism in America with the 94. I'm forgetting details anymore. But it was when Madonna did the halftime thing, and she actually worshipped, did all that devil worship and stuff. You remember?
Yeah. Yep, which is completely normalized now. Yep, every single ceremony that we see, you know, whether it's their award ceremonies or like you're saying the halftime stuff, it's the same kind of occult ritual homage every time. Yep.
Well, she has photos and pictures and videos. She did a real good job. I think it's new. It is new. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you that, and I appreciate you. Okay, thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Pat.
Bye-bye.
I appreciate it. Dana Ashley, Christmas America. And, you know, again, like I said earlier, I don't want to talk about those things in nihilistic fashion. You know, I'm reminded of Pike's letter to Mazzini, the allegedly apocryphal letter. We must, you know, we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not trying to burn down the tradition of Christmas per se. Perhaps remind us that we're supposed to be wise and discerning. It's good to be wise and discerning. You know, what's that? Oh, speaking of videos, Maximilian Robespierre, the freedom quote. The secret of freedom lies in educating people, whereas the secret of tyranny is in keeping them ignorant. That's kind of the operative concept, you know. That's all. And again, Romans 14 applies. Each man must be fully convinced in his own mind. Don't let what you approve of become a stumbling block for your brother. It's that simple. It's the Christmas season. We should be. It's not a bad thing to want to reach higher, be better, be more loving, be more kind, you know, to kind of focus on that and hopefully let the ripple effect of that, or the trace effects, if you will, sort of influence our lives, our daily lives in the coming year, that we would be kinder, gentler, more gracious, more merciful to one another in the coming year. That's a great thing. And to whatever extent we can do that, that's a great thing. That's definitely good. That's not evil. So I'm not trying to burn down all traditions in nihilistic fashion, just to, you know, encourage us to be wise and discerning. Again, Robespierre's quote is the operative mindset here. The secret of freedom lies in educating the people, whereas the secret of tyranny is in keeping them ignorant. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.